It's my pleasure again to introduce the moderator of the next panel, who's Jennifer Friel. Jennifer is a, well, first and foremost, from my perspective, she's a member of the planning committee for this conference and has done just a tremendous job in the past couple of years during her tenure in helping us put this together. And I greatly appreciate her assistance and help with that. Jennifer is a former assistant United States attorney in the Western District of Texas. She's prosecuted many fraud cases and other types of cases as well, in addition to arguing 25 cases on appeal before the Fifth Circuit, which is a place that she knows well because she clerked there before becoming a federal prosecutor. She currently works for Jackson Walker, doing investigations defense, advising clients in corporate criminal matters, and is quite well regarded in the Austin area. I'm going to put my glasses on because of some of the things she's done. There are many of them, including being elected a fellow of the Texas Bar Foundation. She's a chapter leader of the Women's White Collar Criminal Defense Association. She's a barrister in the Robert Calvert American Inn of Court. She's past chair of the criminal law section of the Federal Bar Association, and she's not even in her 70s yet. Very good, Jennifer. Quite busy. Quite an illustrious panel, and I don't mean to ignore all the folks that are on this and by singling out a person that I can't help singling out, and that's Tiffany Eggers, who is a little bit different than a regular prosecutor from my perspective. Many, many prosecutors are talented in terms of their courtroom presentations, in terms of their negotiation skills, and a lot of other things. Tiffany, in terms of my career, which has been fairly lengthy, is the only prosecutor that I've had the pleasure of having kicked my ass all over the courtroom and having me like her even more after the kicking was over. So rare talent, and I just wanted to single you out, Tiffany. You're great AUSA. Anyway, thank you, and good luck, Jennifer, with the panel.
Yeah, I'll take it from here, and it is a great panel. I'm somewhat in awe of the folks who are next to me, but I could probably talk for the whole hour on all of their accomplishments, but I'll try to keep it brief just as I introduce everyone. Right next to me, I have Lisa Miller, who is currently the Deputy Assistant Attorney General and Main Justice. She has had lots of roles in the DOJ, which I think probably makes you great at your current one. So she was an attorney in the fraud section. She was an AUSA in Miami, chief of the Market Integrity and Major Frauds Unit within the Fraud Section, Principal Assistant Chief of the Fraud Section's Healthcare Fraud Unit. And now, in her current role, she is overseeing more than 200 attorneys in the DOJ's Criminal Appellate and Fraud Section. So she's pretty much seen it all in her time at the DOJ. Next to her, we have Tiffany Eggers, who just got some big compliments and also got a shout out in the first panel. So some love for Crim Chiefs. She is the criminal chief in the Northern District of Texas. She came here to the Northern District in 2018. Before that, she was in the Northern District of Florida, where she spent more than 13 years prosecuting federal crimes, focusing on money laundering and fraud. I found out online that in 2021, Tiffany won the Barefoot Sanders Prosecutor of the Year Award, which is very cool. I hope it came with a cool plaque. Yes, good. DOJ is great with plaques, right? Like they're really good about getting plaques out. And then next to Tiffany, we have Fry Warnick, who is my former colleague and friend, and super glad to have him here on our panel. He's a former federal prosecutor and supervisor for the U.S. DOJ's Criminal Fraud Section. As a former supervisor in DOJ's FCPA unit, he is one of the few former federal prosecutors who's actually prosecuted violations of the FCPA, because as many of you know, AUSA, U.S. Attorney's Offices, we don't really touch FCPA. So he was definitely a go-to in that space. He has keen insight into how the Department of Justice prioritizes, investigates cases involving alleged violations of the FCPA and other white collar crimes. And last but certainly not least is someone who I'm going to have a hard time calling by his first name, we have the Honorable Greg Costa, who is a partner at Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher, and he served on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit.